This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. What could you call them now? The OGs, the guys that are with me every night. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I really do. I really do appreciate the time you've taken to be with me, the time you've taken to find the show, to tell friends about. You are telling friends about the show, right? You are sharing, because I'll wait if you want to go share it now. Seriously. I just want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you, you know, to be part of the fix. And the way you're part of the fix, really and honestly, is to get engaged and get involved. See where see how other people are coming at these. Coming at these issues and these problems. Because this is, again, this is going on. These kind of crazy things that you're reading about, they're going on everywhere. They're going on in other states and other places. And it's okay. Because we're going to push back and we're going to fight and we're not going to let them railroad us. Right? Walk all over. We're not going to let it happen, are we? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what scares me to a degree? Is when you look at what's going on with the Democrats. I don't want to call them candidates. I can't get candidates to roll off my tongue. Look at the clowns that they have running for office. And Joe Biden, who doesn't know his website address, and don't tell me it's because of how old he is and they don't have that, because that's not it. Didn't at one point he kind of flubbed it and he said that the next president, when he was talking to Cory Booker, and he wasn't talking about himself. Right, remember that? I mean, he's made so many gaffes and so many flubs. Oh my God, can you imagine him with world leaders? They used to make fun of Ronald Reagan for napping. I'd rather have Joe sleeping than talking to some of those leaders in the state that he's in. And yet, Joe still has a 2-1 lead over Bernie. Right? Joe Biden has a 2-1 lead nationally over the next closest Democrat presidential contender after the second round of debates. So that's according to a Harvard Harris poll. The new survey finds that Biden with 34% of support, followed not closely, but followed behind by Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, Kamala Harris is in third place with 9% of support, followed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's got 8%. So these people are still in the single digit area. Now, it doesn't make me crazy, and I want to tell you something. When you're sitting there thinking that Harris is out, or Warren is out, or Mayor Pete is out, or Beto, I didn't have Beto was out, but I'm not going to say it. I mean, this is how bad this is. Cory Booker is actually a whole point behind Beto O'Rourke. All right? I mean, and Cory Booker really makes Beto look like an out-of-control three-year-old. So I don't know how he gets away with it. But you know what I'd like to see? I don't know if I said this the other night, but when Beto loses, I hope he doesn't leave the stage. I think he should take this on the road. Vote Beto for president. That's what it should be. And he should talk about all those things. I mean, because it'd be a great comedy, wouldn't it? He could take it to the comedy shops across the country. And with those arms flaring and the way he stands over, he looks like he's ready to fall over the podium, doesn't he? He's overemphasizing him. I got a kick out of the guy. That's why I'm talking about him. But let's go back to Joe, because this should scare you. And you think of all the leads. Joe is lost. You can see that he mentally has an issue. And I don't mean the nasty stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm not playing the game that some commentators are playing. I think Joe truly has early dementia. And I'm not saying it because he's a Dem and I'm a Republican. That's not it at all. You look at his face. You look at the frustration in his face. Look how hard he has to concentrate to answer simple questions. Like, Joe, how do you spell your last name? R-T-Boyd. You look at his face when he talks. Now, Biden's lead is down a bit from previous surveys before the Democratic debates. At the time, the poll showed Biden holding a 30-point lead over Sanders. He was about between 44 and 45%. The former vice president, though, remains in a strong position with 46% of Democrats viewing him as having the best chance to defeat Donald Trump. I don't think so. I think Trump will drill him into the ground. Right? 15% of the other Democrats say that Sanders has the best chance of knocking off Trump. Warren has 7, Harris has 6. Luxie still stays behind, we're doing well. A plurality of Democrats, 47%, said they want to nominate a candidate with the strongest chance of winning. Well, why do you even put that sentence in there? Who nominates candidates that have the best chance of losing? Right? Biden also leads when voters are asked to name the top three candidates that best should have been. I wish I had the time to do this, but I've got a clip. Maybe I'll do it later on. I've got a clip where when people are asked to name Joe Biden's accomplishments, any of them, just one, they can't. Right? They can't. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Ladies of the Praise and Freedom Network. You can learn about what their shows are, what they're going to be talking about, and how they're going to impart a little more of God into your life. Joe Matuda, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, simply, and honestly, being part of, and you need to be, dude, you need to be part of the conversation, okay? Dudette, dude, whatever you're called nowadays. Anyway, I had the pleasure of interviewing somebody I don't think you guys have met before. Okay, we're back at it again. You know, I've got a, I call him a long-time friend of mine, but I want him to seem that old, you know what I'm saying? Here, call again. Tom Julian is joining me. He is the founder, president, head poobah over at Jewel TV. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad to have you with me. Hey, listen.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us a little bit about Jewel TV. What, right. How did it come about? What are you looking to do?
All right. GoTV is a family-friendly network that's based upon the business model of a gentleman named John Bud Paxton. He had a network called Pax TV. Family-friendly. Actually, he got his start, not his start, but he actually started moving as a radio station owner, and the one of his clients, advertisers, didn't have enough money to pay their bill, so they gave him 112 avocado green can openers, and he gave it to the radio host, and within 1 hour, he sold 112 can openers, and that became the Home Shopping Club, which became the Home Shopping Network. And he started to, he's, you know, a very successful man, but he's got a great business model of family friendly. He had actually Christian videos from like 12 midnight to 6 a.m., you know, videos type of nice landscapes with worship music. And he was very successful, and he sold it off to NBC originally, eventually, and sadly, NBC changed the model and became ION and just went with a whatever network they wanted to do, whatever type of programming. So so I saw a real kind of a gap, if you will, in the sense of something that the families could really actually sit down together without having to explain a commercial that might be kind of offensive, right, or not really fit for a young boy or girl to be listening to. And so we started the Jewel TV actually around 2011. We started doing little things. 2015, we started picking up a little bit of steam. I'd say within the last probably 15 to 16 months, we're actually getting some traction within the industry.
Well, I thought it was, you know, you and I met a few years back, and one of the things that struck me is you said you wanted TV that somebody could actually sit down. If your kid came in the room afterward or what have you, you didn't have to worry about what they were going to see when they looked at the television or hear or what have you.
Yeah, I don't know if a family really trusts a network. I don't know if they would say, yeah, I can trust this network with the programming. I can watch it at any time of the day, and I'm okay with that, but I don't think that's available until Jewel TV.
So you're building this network, and then all of a sudden you decide, I don't have enough work. I don't have enough on my back. You decide to start Praise and Freedom now.
Yeah.
Tell us about Praise and Freedom Network.
Well, Praise and Freedom for me is two things. One is a relationship and with God. I'm a Christian, and the other is I believe we should be a nation under God. And there's in that role, there's founding fathers, there's the principles of the founding fathers, there's entrepreneurs, there's heroes of history, there's patriots. You know, how do we really support our policemen? How do we support our firemen? How do we support our soldiers? Our men and women that are going globally everywhere just for our own protection. And yet, I think there's been a little bit of not neglect, and premeditated or whatever the word would be. I think that they just have, we're just so caught up in how do we build revenue, how do we get to think, what's the right content. So we really want to have, we want to have a network that people can, one, we believe that we can become the conservative network on the side of the freedom. We believe also that we can actually have a platform for ministries that can't afford a TVN or a Daystar to come on and share their ministry with our viewers.
So I'm going to have the ladies of the network on in a few minutes, and I'm already intrigued. You know, Sue Silvestri, she's going to be on to Fit and Free, Holy Fit, Holy Free.
Yeah.
And I love the way she spells that, the play on the word. So
yeah, Sue's a really, really cool. She's an actress. She's a dancer, a Pilates instructor. So she really lives the life she's sharing in that book. She's got a great heart for God. I've known her for probably about 7 or 8 years. So we're really excited about having her, and I think the viewers are going to really like her too.
And you picked up Shannon Sloan, who I've known for years. I've tracked her on Facebook for a lot of years. Gracious Living, I mean, we're getting away from, and you and I have even talked about this, we're getting away from just basic manner. Yeah. Like we don't need them anymore.
Yeah. If you look at it, if there's a time thing on your screen for people, it doesn't take too long to say thank you. I mean, you probably not even a second came off the roll there. But, may I help you? Have a great day. They don't take that long to say, but yet we're almost afraid that if we make eye contact, somebody's going to ask us for a buck or they're going to do something, think that you want something. And so we walk around with our head down, and it's sad. But I think Shannon's show is getting back to, I think it's more inclined or more for a young girl, young woman, in the sense of just femininity, gracious living, manners, etiquette.
And you can't use femininity on most other networks. So.
But, it's the same thing. There's a lot of pressure on young girls. I was in a restaurant once, and they came in, three girls, kind of, scantily clad, going to school. And I said, my gosh, what's going on? And they said, well, what happens is they change when they leave the house. And that's pressure. I mean, I grew up in the world of jeans, T-shirt, tennis shoes, and yet there's that much pressure. So, parents really got to say, hey, you know what? We got to show our daughter or that we do love them. They're beautiful. They don't have to be doing that. And I think Shannon Sloan's going to have a great show for that.
Well, I hope she does that, because I got to tell you something. One of the things I pound on my regular radio show is how, dads, you need to teach your daughters how a man is supposed to treat them.
Yeah.
You need to show them what a real man of God, and how he treats women of God. And
that's right.
We've gotten so far away from that. Look, we're out of time. They're going to meet the ladies in a few minutes, but you tell me, how do they find your Praise and Freedom Network?
That's at praiseandfreedomnetwork.com.
All right, and soon to be up on Roku and Dish and a whole bunch of other places.
Yeah, Roku,
right?
We're working on the uploading and
all right, we're going to come back and talk about it more, because this is a network that people need to see. People, pay attention, support it. Keep telling you want us conservatives to get out there and fight with you. You want us to do things for you. Tom is doing things for you. Get involved. We'll be back in a few minutes with the ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we'll be right back.
All right.
Tom's always welcome to come back on the show. I mean, I got to tell you something. There's so much going on. There's so much happening that your kids are being fed subliminally. We're going to get on that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump is accused by some of sarcastically calling out a break-in at Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings' Baltimore home after a week of attacking the prominent African-American lawmaker over the conditions of his Baltimore district, even comparing the city's murder rate to third world countries. Democratic Senator of Maryland Ben Cardin says there's no place for Trump's behavior.
You certainly know the president does things that disappoints us all the time, but we always need to speak out because this is just wrong.
The president told reporters his tweet wasn't meant to be sarcastic. He says he was just repeating what he heard on the news. With the scrapping of a landmark arms control agreement, the U.S. announced plans to test a new missile amid growing concerns about emerging threats and new weapons. Democratic Senator of Hawaii Hirono explains why this may be a dangerous decision.
I think that Putin is very happy that he doesn't have to comply with anything regarding this treaty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
To another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website so you can be involved, be engaged. There's a chat room going on up there along with one on Facebook. And let me just get back to what we were talking about earlier. Okay, we're back at it, and I hope you enjoyed Tom Julian, who was on in the last segment with me. Now we're going to get to the ladies of the Praise and Freedom Network, and I so much appreciate the time that they're going to spend with us today. And, you know, we hear, you know, the Liberty Network, the Freedom Network, that this is going to be something Tom Julian and I talked years ago about where I was at and what I was trying to do and what he was trying to do. And he always wanted to create a network that would give glory to God and bring people to the network, if you would, that really had real life experiences, that really had shows that could, I hate to say it this way, but this is Joel Messina saying this. You know, the foo-foo shows that some of the other people do, these are real life shows about real people, that things that are going on in their lives and what have you. And I think it's a big deal for us to take our time, go through the different shows so you understand what you're going to be seeing, what you're going to be watching, and you're going to write it down. I know nobody writes anything down today, but write this down because you need to go and check this stuff out today. And you know, I've got the, I tell you what, having the ladies in the room, for lack of a better term, was a challenge in the beginning. It wasn't on ladies. I mean, it's kind of noisy in here. It's just, everybody thinks this is like a 30 by 50 room. It's not. It's about 8 by 10. So this is a pretty good job. So thank you for being here today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, so we'll go, first we'll go down the list of the different shows, and then we'll talk about the network as a whole here in a minute. Let me see, who should I start with? Who's got the book? Quick, hold up your book.
I win.
What is that show? They say, come on down. All right, we're going to start off with Shannon Sloan. Host of Gracious Living. What's the book? Hold up the book.
Manners and Etiquette for a Heart of Virtue.
All right, there you go. What is the book about? Because it's, yeah, I can't even spell virtue. So what is the book about?
It's about manners, etiquette, dining, a little bit, it's a hodgepodge of everything, just to kind of help people pull things together from different parts of their upbringing into a more complete capacity.
What do you hope people get out of it?
Well, the number one goal of anything is to draw people towards Jesus.
Okay.
It's always about that. So, as we've seen time pass in society, we've seen a decline. So people talk about how things are getting better and they're progressing with technology and so forth. But in technology, we're actually seeing the increase. But with people, we're seeing a decline. People don't dress as nicely as they did. There's more sloppiness. There's more comfortableness to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the goal is just to bring back some class. And you don't have to have money to have class. Right?
No.
So, we just want to bring back some class and refinement, and things that used to be taught in school are not taught anymore. So there's no respect for our elders. There's no respect for others. There's a lot of gossiping, lying, backstabbing. If you watch reality shows, anything goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, my rights trump your rights no matter what. I mean, look at what's going on out there. And then mm-hmm. I wish if we were going to go down this road, I would have got the pictures of Walmart up there. You've all seen those. Come on, right?
Yes. I mean,
seriously.
Yes.
Not something you should watch before you have dinner, for sure.
Right.
And your show is going to be about what now?
Gracious Living. So I have celebrity guests, producers, entertainers. And then I have a segment called I Won't Apologize. So just a real thought-provoking, just a quick or two or three-minute little read. I won't apologize for my faith. I won't apologize for respecting my elders.
Okay.
I won't apologize for not kissing in public. Just a lot of things that you see that we've gotten so used to, and things that probably shouldn't be seen. But
well, it's like when they wanted Mike Pence to apologize for not wanting to have dinner with women alone, you know.
Yes, but he was being a biblical man, and not that anything would have happened, but he was respecting his wife and having that biblical standard.
That's what we're supposed to do, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Absolutely, right? Yes.
Okay, and then...
And then I also have a little segment called Handy Hints. So we take things around the house that have little uses that we might not even think of, and then pull those together. So we can use rubber gloves to remove kitty or pet fur. We can take, if we're cooking in the kitchen and we're using our cell phone for a recipe, take a piece of saran wrap and put it over your cell phone. You've got cookie dough and flour on your fingers. You can actually scroll on your cell phone without messing up the screen.
I would find a way to put it down right in that puddle of stuff, right? I get the back end of it, not the front end of
yes.
it. So
yes.
All right. So great. All right. Now, Karen. Now, what am I? My paisan over there, right?
Paisan.
Sloan's not quite Italian. Why don't you pull the mic over? Sloan's not quite Italian.
No, right? But we have an E on the end of our name, so we can afford the E. Most
Salone.
Most people spell it S-L-O-A-N. I said with the E. I can afford it.
So, Karine Pensati, right?
Karine
Pensati.
Very good.
Yeah, it's like, you know, my name is Giuseppe, but my gym teacher kept calling me Goosippy, so I changed it. I just can't do that. That's right. Hey, Goosippy, when are you going to get in here and do that? No, it's like, I'm not doing this, okay? You're a host of Precepts.
That is correct.
What does Precepts mean for those of us who didn't make it through the sixth grade? And what's the show about?
Well, precept is, in the Bible, it talks about precept upon precept, line upon line. What that really means is going from wisdom to wisdom. But a precept would be something like, in this world, opinion is more important than truth. So what are the precepts and why do we need to know them? For example, if I were to say to be kind to elders or to be holy and fit or to be gracious, why? Why is that necessary? For example, we'll have people on that are in the legal field and they talk about settling it. Why do you need to settle it? Because the Bible tells us that the peacemakers will be blessed. Or why do we need to have manners or etiquette? The precept, the underlying fact beneath the fact, is because it represents who we are in Christ and who we carry into a room. So the precept is the eternal perspective on very common issues that people don't understand and people perish for lack of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
So a precept is basically understanding the rule underneath the rule and the why. I think it's the human race, once we understand the why, then the desire to follow the precepts of the rule is much easier. So that's what it is, and we're going to have
relational gurus, financial gurus. We're going to have communication. We had a pastor on today that they talk about the underlying meaning of why we want to obey the precepts or the laws or the understanding from eternal perspective, because it makes our life easier. And the word tells us that we can glide through life with ease, understanding, and purpose when we understand the why behind what we're doing.
Yeah, that's very true. You need to know why you're stepping out on your belief system. Why are you stepping out on the word? Why are you doing what Jesus wants
absolutely.
You to do? And what the end result is. I mean,
absolutely.
We have become, what's in it for me?
Giuseppe, you explained it so well. You want to come on my show?
If I say it in Italian, it might sound better. I don't know. We'll see what
I
happens.
Like it. Good.
And you know, so my first two interviews here were all about biblical principle, and we've gotten so far away from that because now you're an outcast if you try to talk about biblical principle or using any kind of biblical principle in your daily walk. And even our young people,
yes,
I mean, you talk about sex ed at school and things that are going on around them. They are inundated with everything. It's 180 degrees from biblical principle. It's really sad. And you know, you've both so far, and we'll move on in a second, but you talk about manners. Oh, my God. Manners. I'm in stores now. I don't think anybody knows how to say excuse me anymore, right?
Nobody knows how to say excuse me. Nobody knows how to watch out for others around them. Like you're driving and you put your turn signal on and you'd like to move over. They're either on the phone or they're talking to somebody next to them. And then when you do finally get over, you get blamed.
Yeah.
And then good posture. Posture, people have become more relaxed and they're hunched over and they're not walking. And kids are on their cell phones 24/7. And the neck, you know, you hear about that text neck forming.
Yep.
So putting just basic manners, putting a napkin on your lap when you sit down, saying excuse me when you leave the table. Don't ask how much did you pay for that.
So using
what did that cost?
Using my sleeve is not acceptable anymore.
Probably not the best idea.
Okay, all right. Well,
I know that walking and chewing gum is a talent, but ideally don't chew gum in public.
All right, ladies, we're going to be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. Really, a lot more coming up after the break. Yeah, I know. You know, I had to pre-record this earlier. I was just telling Tammy there was. There's so many women in this room, and a couple of men, and it's a pretty small room. But the ladies are trying to get together and get a message out to people that you don't hear, you don't see anymore. I mean, anything nice now, anything clean or moral value seems to be laughed at, and I don't know why. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. We'll finish up after the break. You'll see The Real Side.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We're back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get back at it, because I know you're waiting for it all. I'm working on it. We're back with the Ladies of the Brazen Freedom Network, and as I was telling you, this it's a newer network. It's starting up, and I got to tell you something. If you care at all about what's going on, and I'll put it this way, if you care at all about what's going on in God's world, if you care at all about biblical principle and actually bringing that back, for lack of a better term, bringing that back into vogue. How's that? Because we've gotten away from pretty much all of it. And even some of the Christian kids I see running around. You know what? I don't need to know what underwear you're wearing. I really don't. You know, there's no reason for me to know that. I mean, can we pull up our pants? Even our, forget the others, our Christian boys, can we pull up our pants and be really kind of cool? Yeah, you know, and again, there's no reason why, even going to church on Sunday morning, I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I know Jesus will take you any way you show up, but you've got nicer clothes. You go on a date with nicer clothes. You go to work with nicer clothes. But when it comes to Sunday morning, you wear stuff you had on Tuesday. Okay, it looks like you wore it to bed all week. Really? Come on. Let's try to give it a better shot than that. Okay, ladies, maybe you can help me. Where did I go wrong with that one? You can help me with that. You know, I got to tell you, the God, I lost my train of thought.
Precepts.
No. You know, don't you love when the plan comes together? Seriously. I thought I fixed this. And that's what I get for doing it myself. Anyway, when these ladies are trying to put their shows together, when they're trying to make things happen, you've got to understand that they're not trying to force, push, whatever, Christianity on yourself. That's not the goal here. Right? The goal is to try to just reset us back a little bit. It seems like the more electronics we get, the more progressive we get, the smarter we get, the more, oh, excuse me, let me rephrase this, the more enlightened we get, right? The worse we get towards each other, the worse our manners get, the worse we are with each other. Let me see if this thing fixed itself. My granddaughter, you know, with my girls, I was able to say, you're not going out like that. But nowadays, it's almost gotten worse. Nobody seems to be watching these children. Nobody seems to be talking to them about how they dress, how they present themselves. How do you tie that back to the Bible? Without being overly godly.
I think that would be a question more on that, but I will answer it as far as more of a precept in the level of how do we teach our kids the things that are really going on? Because sometimes in this arena, our circumstances we define as what's going on in my life, how I view God, if it's death, if it's grief, if it's uncertainty, if it's joblessness, all of these things. But if you look at the precepts or the underlying rule behind the rule in the Bible, our circumstances are never final. Our situations are never final. And for example, let me give you an example. When you look at the patterns in the Bible, we'll start with Abraham. Abraham, God said, leave the land that I will show you and go into another land. And so the precept is when God wants to use us, he takes us from what is known to the unknown. He did it with Joseph. He did it with Ruth. So the precept is sometimes when God is moving us around, changing us around from the way we look to the way we think, and he wants to use us, the precept, the principle will be he takes us from what is known to the unknown to build the character in us, including the way we dress, the way that we present in the world, to keep our character built to where he wants to take us and keep us. So that would be like an example of another precept. And to tie it in with dressing and clothing, it would be that when we go forth into our world to influence as ambassadors of Christ, we need to represent who lives within us. And when we represent the inward life and who lives within us, we're representing as ambassadors of Christ the whole picture from the way we speak, sit, talk, present, think. All of it ties together.
Now let's bring in Sue. Sue Silvestri, another paisano.
The trio,
right?
And the Italian,
oh
yes. Yeah.
So your show is hosted fit and free.
Yes.
And the title of your book, where's the book? Hold up the book. We have to sell the book.
Holy Fit, Holy
right?
Free.
Holy Fit and Free.
And it's
free.
A play on words.
Give me that book.
It's Holy, meaning whole
we'll put it
as in complete,
whole, yes, I was
and
gonna
holy
say.
As in set apart.
Now see, if I did it that way, they wouldn't believe I did that on purpose. They would just think I didn't know how to spell. But right. you got God in there.
There you go.
And I know by looking at me, it doesn't look like I'm a godly person because I'm a tad overweight. Because you don't want to hurt my feelings now, right?
No, that's okay.
The machine keeps telling me I'm obese, and it really makes me mad. Right? But anyhow, so tell us what your show's about.
What well, it's all about what you're
people?
Saying. It's mind, body, soul, and spirit. So
it was?
It's all complete.
On the screen?
It's not one or the other. It's all where it starts from. And these beautiful ladies bringing in what they're saying, that manners and etiquette and the precepts. It's all about where does it start? Where is that root? Where does it come mm-hmm. from? It's about mm-hmm. your self-image. It's about your relationship with God and yourself. So that's what my show is getting at. It's not about the outside. It's not about what you do. It's about who you are. And, yeah.
So are you gonna open up being out on the beach and make me do, like, 80 sit-ups? Or?
Not at all. Oh, we're going to work on the inside first. No, really, it really is about being fit in mind, body, soul, and spirit so that you can be free to be everything God created you to be. And so it's all, you know, like I said, it's all interconnected, and it's all about your self-worth, your self-image, and how does God see you? You know, what is the reason behind why you would, if you say you want to lose weight, what is the reason behind that? That's the whole thing, is what are the motives? What is it that you really want to accomplish? Do you want to be your best self? You know, and that's the whole thing.
I want to get out of bed in the morning without making all that noise.
Well, then read my book. Honestly, I also have a lot of healthy fit tips in it. And they're just, you know, creating a lifestyle of health and freedom. It's not a religion of diet and exercise. And that's where people get caught. You know, that's where they get hung up.
And well, you know, even the word diet, I mean, think about the diet.
Die, right? We want to live.
Yeah, I hit 296 pounds. And I finally went, all right, Jesus, I can't do this, you know.
Why am I just stuck? What is your desired weight?
It's a dream, 185.
Okay,
so I'd have to lose a whole person. Do you understand that?
So you take 185, and
anything is possible.
This is one of my fit tips. You add a zero to it, and it's 1,850 calories a day. If you really want to hit that, and if you work out, then it's add an extra 300 or 500 calories. Okay. And in time, if you follow the other fit tips, get rid of the soda, get rid of the stuff.
All right, I don't drink soda.
Now well, that's a good thing already.
Now, you ladies will appreciate this. I can't get rid of the pasta. You might as well just kill me.
You know,
don't tell me to stop eating
pasta.
The thing
that we found out is zucchini pasta.
Yeah.
It still has the flavor.
Yeah.
Italian goodies. Not the white bread. It's the white stuff that gets you.
My wife makes that. What is it, spaghetti squash or something like that?
There you go.
And, you know, and I have
She's
the angel
good
hair.
For you. Remember, no, life no, is a good thing.
And they say if it's white, it's not all right.
Right? Right. Exactly.
White pasta, white rice,
That's
white flour,
right.
white bread.
All right. I'm sure. I am sure you're right, but I don't know.
It's all about how you feel, honestly. And if you want to play,
my grandmother. Just think about that. She'd be so mad if I just stopped eating pasta, wouldn't she?
Oh, my grandma. We used to make the tortellini, you know. But you know, she also unfortunately died of a heart attack.
The sauce is all homemade. I don't put sugar in anymore. All right, lady. So what? I'm not going to aim this at any one person. Jump in where you want to. But really, what drew you to doing? Getting involved with this network, and you know, where do you think this is going to go?
What I love about this network is that, you know, anybody that goes through life, it's said that either we're in the beginning of a trial, the middle of a trial, coming out of a trial, and trials are part of this life. We know this. In this world, we will have tribulation, but because of the media blast that produces in error, we get the wrong conclusions of the things that we're going through. And when we can understand or change our perception that tragedies are really triumphs in disguise, and that the perspective of what's happening is to build us and take us from glory to glory, and that God is using it to work out all things good in our life, it changes the way we go through the bad stuff in life. And when we can understand the eternal perspective, it's something that God is using for my ultimate good. And that message needs to be out there. So that's why I wanted to join, and here I am.
For me, I am an actor and a dancer, and I competed gymnastics through college. I worked with Olympic gymnasts, and so I understand the self-perception that is distorted in many people, and not just actors or dancers or gymnasts, but overall. I want them to know that it's from the inside out, that we don't have to believe the lies that society, that social media tell us, or that somebody else has told us, that a coach has told us, whatever that is, but we can really turn to the truth of who we were created to be and help them to discover what that is.
It's about coming alongside and helping people. That's my true passion. Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are sweet as a honeycomb. Sweetness to the soul and health to the body. So a smile will make somebody's day. They might be having a bad day, and just a little smile. You never know what somebody's going through. If they're rude to you, don't be rude back.
I couldn't live by that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at, check them out. The network will be live soon. You'll learn a lot. God bless and have a great rest of the day.